It's 7 o'clock and it's time for Jimmy Willis. But the one show on is much better.
Oh, I'm not sure about these playlists. It's all been changed around. But there we go. There's Atomic Kitten there.
Don't pretend, Jimmy. You chose that specially.
I did not.
Atomic Kitten, number one fan.
Like the ABBA that was on last night.
Because you love their music.
People have been saying I'm gay again this week.
Really?
Yeah.
Every time I'm shocked.
I know. Well, you can listen to that Ian Lee interview earlier. He's convinced that I'm gay. But we can talk more about that later. Right, news stories. What's going on with...
What's happened in the metro?
Which is
our content, as per normal.
Truth be told, I haven't opened a newspaper today. I haven't seen a news story. I don't know what's happened.
Cows have taken over. that's kind of the biggest news story.
Blimey. that's an unusual story. It's like metro.
Yeah, front page.
God, these stories in the metro are getting more unrealistic every week.
No, it's true. There's an interview of one taken over Parliament and all that jazz.
Well, there's a good story about perfume that we were talking about off.
We were talking about the Pope. The Pope's brought out a new fragrance. I say a new fragrance like he's got a line.
Yeah, so the David Beckham line, isn't it?
Ode de Religion. He's basically brought out his own cologne. Unfortunately, Jimmy, you won't be able to smell like Old Benedict.
Old Benedict?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a
because
shame.
It's just for him.
Well, that's...
He's making it for himself.
I would like some. I want to smell it. I don't know. What do you reckon it'd be like?
Apparently, it's based on his passion of forests. In Germany.
Oh, right. Leaves. Dirt and leaves or something like that. Yes.
And maybe a bit of incense.
Well, I don't know if I'd want to smell like the Pope or not. It's the old, musty, old man smell.
That's so harsh. He's the Pope. He's not going to smell like must.
He's not allowed to say stuff like that about the Pope.
I don't think so.
Oh, God,
I think
I've had
that's
it.
One of those things.
Well, I'm going downstairs and when it's all over anyway, I think it's too late for me.
Oh, well. Well, maybe if you got a drop of this stuff, you'd be all right.
I'd be all right.
Because people, maybe they'd think you were the Pope. Like, well, he smells like him, so. But apparently the company that's making it, that have been charged with this Holy Commission, have also made other scents called Naked and Cannabis.
Wow.
So maybe his one will just be called Pope.
That's outrageous, isn't it? The Pope shouldn't be getting involved with people like that.
Well, I just think, you know, surely you've got other things. Like, you know, the whole why we're here question, as opposed to what shall I smell like? But, you know, it's all good. But, yeah, what incense? It must just smell like incense.
I don't know.
Talc, maybe.
Talc, yeah. That I can imagine he could be talc. Yeah, a lot of people wear talc, don't they, old people? But
like made of frankincense or something.
It's a true story. No one under the age of, I would say, 35 has ever used talcum powder, have they?
No.
Don't use it on a regular
I think
basis.
It's like alcohol, but the other way. If you take talcum powder to, like, the till and you look too young, they'll just say, this isn't for you.
Really?
Unless you're like a baby.
Yeah, I don't... It's one of those things that... I mean, what, they use it when you get the shower to dry you, is it? Is that what it's used for? I've never really understood it.
I don't really know talc. I'm sorry.
Maybe you look like the person... You look like this sort of person that might use talcum powder. I don't know.
Get out of here, Jimmy. Yeah. As if. Should we call the Pope and ask him?
We could, yeah. Hang on, let's see if he's on Skype. I don't think we've got him as a contact.
No, see if he's got a Twitter.
Old Benedict.
We can tweet him, yeah.
Old, what is it? Benedict the what?
Silvio Casoli.
Oh, blimey.
Benedict Silviano. I'm sort of guessing. I don't really know. But Pope Benedict...
Pope the Pope.
XV1. I don't know what number that is in Roman numerals, but there's been more than one of him.
I don't know any Roman numerals. Well, I struggle with the Rocky film.
I can do up to like two. One line and then two lines.
Yeah, and that's it. I don't know anymore. I've never learned them. But yeah, so when I watch the Rocky films, I never know what one I'm watching.
Could be anything.
It could be. It
could be absolutely anything. That's another question we need to ask him then in that case. Yeah. Goodness me.
Yeah, why are they still using them? Why can't you just... Not
exactly. If you're making your own perfume, it's time to get up to date with the numbers.
I'm looking at your watch. Oh, have you got a new watch?
No, this is
You've
a very old watch.
You've been showing it off. You keep flashing it.
This is
me.
A very old watch. I wear this every week, Jimmy.
No, it's new. It's something you were showing it off.
No,
you kept going like that to me.
It's like this. I'm holding the paper.
She's holding it up to the camera. Just look at my watch, everyone.
Actually, it's a bit fancy.
It is a bit
fancy. A bit fancy.
Is it a present, is it?
No, it's a really old watch, honestly. I wear it every week, but thanks so much for noticing.
That's all right, no problem. Right, someone sent me a story today on Facebook. It was Jay again. You know Bill Roach, Ken Barlow out of Coronation Street?
Yes.
Have you heard about that? What he's apparently...
Well, I didn't know it was going to break the news, but I know some of those people, so I did already know about it, yeah.
What, you know some of the people that have slept with him?
Well, there's quite a few of them just walking the street, so...
Well, because what is it they say? He reckons it's 1,000 people that he slept with.
What a stud.
It makes me feel a little ill, though.
Doesn't it, though?
I bet he used talcum powder, didn't he? He looks like the type. What do you think?
I don't want to think about that, Jimmy. That's not good.
Well, you just...
Maybe that's how he gets him. He gets out the shower and just... casually douses.
I don't know, it makes me feel a bit ill because he just looks...
He's obviously doing something right though.
It sounds like he's getting on better than me, to be honest with you. So maybe I need to... Well,
I don't know what I need to do.
Talk it up. yeah, right. Anyway, we're getting... last week we were talking about monks.
Everything.
Lion taming monks. By this time in the show last week, we had covered about 20 subjects. Yeah. Nothing in depth. But this week we're getting right in depth for this.
The Pope, of course.
Pope and Ken Barlow and talcum powder, see? You learn it all here first. Right, we better play some more music. We're going to come back with some...
other fascinating news.
I was going to say some more interesting stories, but I can't guarantee them.
This is Evoke. We are the home of non-stop feel-good music and classic dance. More non-stop classic dance continues next.
Well, that was a bit of a... I missed the end of that song a little bit. It says there's 20 seconds at the end of that song, so it's not my fault, is it?
No, that's 100% not your fault, and actually I think it added a little bit of drama to the whole thing.
Sometimes the most important things is when no one says anything at all.
That's exactly, that's so wise.
Not important, the most... the tensest, biggest, most... Charlie Fred, you should be ashamed of yourself.
I'm sorry.
Come on here, shouting around, swearing.
I'm so sorry.
God, it's getting a bit deep off air.
Well, I just thought you were going
back on the air.
Yeah, no, it's just the shock.
You said that I have to be less lovable or something.
Oh, really? Do you want to go into this?
Yeah, I do.
We were talking about Jimmy's love life.
My whole love life, and you've decided I have to be less lovable, so I said I was going to grow a beard.
I think that's a completely... I think that's just... a terrible idea, because I think a lot of ladies like beards.
It's the best thing that I've come up with, and that's what we're going to try that for a couple of weeks.
Are we?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
I can't really grow... I've had shaving rash problems recently, if you listen to the show regularly. No one sent me any help on it, either. So I've not...
Do you moisturise? Do you exfoliate? Do you cleanse? Well, there you go. Three points.
What? Hang on.
Cleanse.
What's that?
Exfoliate and moisturise.
What is all that? I know the moisturise. I know what that is.
Yeah, well, the other two steps go before that one.
What? Put stuff on your face?
Yeah. Or sometimes it's like, are we really doing this? We're going to go to your face. Okay, we're going into regimes.
Make me look better.
This is for your beard growing.
So when I shave...
Well, shaving is totally different.
Oh, right.
Generally, you should cleanse, exfoliate, and moisturise.
And then shave? Or after shave?
Cleanse first, then exfoliate, then you should probably put a balm on. Then balm, then cream, then shave.
How long is all this going to take? I haven't got all day.
This is only pretend. This is only if you've got a lot of time to muck around.
Yeah. Blimey, I don't know. How long does it take you to get ready in the morning?
Well, luckily I don't have a beard. Thanks, Jimmy.
I wasn't saying you're growing a beard.
I'm just giving you the how-to.
Wow, how very interesting. Thank you.
My pleasure.
That's me sorted out. I'm never going to have any problems again. But anyway, I don't need to worry about shaving now, because I'm going to grow a beard to make myself less lovable, and it will solve all my problems in my love life. That makes sense to me, anyway.
Except that it won't. It'll actually make more people fancy you.
It won't. What do you think women like men with beards then?
I would say there is a niche there. Yeah.
Is that you?
What? Is it about my beard again?
No, not your... Do you like...
You're saying that I'm the niche demographic that's appealing to these women who like beards?
What I'm trying... Do you like men with beards? And I'm not sure if your boyfriend's got one or not, so I'm not saying, like...
Generally...
Yes.
I think there's a level of personally for me. I think there's a level of
beardness.
Yeah.
What, that, like, that is between good. Designer stubble, like you mean?
I think designer stubble is a bit annoying, and but then I really don't go for the preened sort of pretty boy thing.
I went for the designer stubble thing once.
Did you?
I had a bit of George Michael leg. That's what people said I was looking.
Oh, nice.
And do you know another right, so I shaved that off, and this is actually true. I've only just remembered this years ago. I grew it, and everyone said I looked like George Michael, like a fat George Michael.
That's terrible.
Yeah, but so what I done was, I shaved it, right? Just for a laugh, I shaved it like a weird goatee thing. And my mate knocked on my door, and I opened the door and forgot about it. He said, bloody hell, it's totally off Neighbours.
Your friends are harsh.
So yeah, that was, I shaved that off, and then we didn't experiment with facial hair much after that.
No, yeah, I can imagine why not, really, but, with friends like that.
It's quite funny, though, isn't it? Yeah, so there we are. Right, what are we going to go on to next, then? St. Patrick's Day is coming up. I think it's this Saturday. Is that right?
I think so.
Are you going out?
Probably.
You'll be out. If it's St. Patrick's Day or not, it makes no difference.
Do you celebrate St. Patrick's Day?
Yeah, I just celebrate every day, really.
Oh, right, really?
No.
Every day St. Patrick's Day.
I don't think I've ever gone out because it's St. Patrick's Day. I mean, obviously, I've been in a pub when it is St. Patrick's Day and things are going on.
As a happy accident.
And you always end up having a pint of Guinness, which I don't really like, and then you just sort of wear a silly hat. But again, that happens most weekends anyway.
Sort of a standard Tuesday night, really.
But would you go out just for St. Patrick's Day, then?
In the sense that there are quite a lot of good events on that are...
Cheap drink deals.
Yeah, basically.
good events is a
yeah, basically,
cheap drink
deals. There's some good stuff going on. So I'll go out to a couple of those, I guess.
Did you go out last weekend?
Probably.
You don't even know, do you? Because last time we were on...
Oh, yeah, I did. Oh. It was gigs last weekend.
Whoa.
I went to go and see a friend of mine's band... Meatloaf and Mary's, who were playing...
Meatloaf and Mary's?
At Mary's, yeah. And then I went to go and see the Gangsters, who were playing the Shoreham Coach.
Oh,
who were an absolutely brilliant ska band.
Really?
They're really, really good. They're so good. They do, like, all the kind of madness stuff. The guy with the trombone, like, walks around all the tables.
Really?
Two of them do, like, this massive drum solo thing. Yeah, it's really cool.
So
really cool.
Who do you go to all these things with? Why didn't I get an invite, is what we're getting to.
Because, Jimmy, you were drunk at 3 o'clock on Saturday.
No.
And you were, yeah.
Never.
That's why.
I don't believe that.
It was way beyond... You were probably already, like, in a corner somewhere with a hat on, sitting there drinking Guinness.
I don't drink Guinness, I hate the stuff. But I would, because like this time last week I'd given up drinking and I was back to my normal ways.
I remember it well.
Yeah, yeah, we fell off the...
About wagon. You were saying how good you were going to be and yeah. How it was all, everything's changed.
Well, I didn't go out Friday night, so I felt like I deserved to go out on Saturday.
Well, very true.
And yeah, I don't know what happened. I fell off the wagon with a fudge, I think. I don't really know fully what happened, but... Yeah, I never quite got over it, really. I'm still not feeling quite right. But I think I've got the flu as well now, which is not good.
Oh, Jimmy.
I know. Well, this is what we came to last night. Jay came and felt my shoulders and said I was hot, so I must be coming down with the flu. So that's what medical advice I've gone for. But I haven't been feeling right, so there's something up.
Tell you what you need, then, and what you really need.
Oh, God, what is it?
To go out for a St. Patrick's Day, that's what you really need.
No, I don't think I'm going to...
It's the only way, Jimmy.
Well, it's Mother's Day, isn't it? I might go down and see Mother and cook a dinner, because I'm such a good son.
What are you going to cook?
Whatever she wants, really. I'm a good son, aren't I? Before I go there, I'll probably carry on my charity work.
Yeah, with the homeless or whatever it was you were saying last week.
You don't know what I get up to. I could be out helping homeless people every day for all you know. You don't know what I get up to.
That's very true, Jimmy. I don't know what you get up to. It could be anything. You could be taming lions, for all
taming
I know.
Taming lions, but with the monks.
Exactly.
I was going to look that up, actually. I meant to look it up and bring in some photos and show you the proof, evidence of this. Not in Bognor Regis. I made that bit up.
Yeah, that was the untrue bit, yeah. The fact that they tame them at all is completely true.
I am still thinking of becoming a monk, though.
Well, then you definitely can't have a beard.
Wow.
No, because they're totally bald, Jimmy.
Yeah, but...
That's serious maintenance. That's shaving your head.
I'm going bald anyway, I think.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am. We've been talking about it. We've been on the Cuffy show. I was using Head and Shoulders, and that made me bald. That's what we've decided.
Head and Shoulders made you bald?
Yeah, basically, have you heard about the Head and Shoulders? No, I'm not allowed to say Head and Shoulders makes you bald. Sorry. We edit that bit out in the podcast. There is a shampoo that starts with a head and ends with shoulders. And apparently it's bad for your hair. It's becoming a hot
topic.
To
stop myself getting sued, I'm going to say how fantastic Head and Shoulders are. And I don't agree with anything you're saying.
Do you use it then?
No.
No, because it's dangerous.
No, because it's it's so good. It gets
all the if you have colour in your hair. Have you got colour in your hair?
Nope.
Is that your natural colour, is it?
Yes. Yeah, can't you tell? Blonde for blonde.
Well, I don't know. I'm not very good at noticing these things. And what, as you were leaving last night, and not last night...
Excuse me, Jimmy, keep it quiet. Goodness me.
Hang on.
People I know are listening.
I don't know where that came from. When you were leaving the studio from last week's
good
radio
save,
show...
Good save,
I said, do you do something with your hair? Because it's like... crimpy, curly something. And I didn't know. And you said it's because it's in plaits.
Yeah.
I don't understand. What, because you plait
so
it?
Put it in a plait in the evening. What? And then in the morning, then it goes curly.
Is that why you put it in a plait? So it is curly in the day?
No, it's because I'm too lazy to dry it properly.
Really?
Yes.
It looks nice, but I thought you must have been one of these people that every morning you get up and do something with weird electrical appliances. I don't know what women do with them.
No, I don't. I'm too busy exfoliating and cleansing. Yeah. And shaving my massive beard, yeah. Apparently.
It's more of a goatee than a beard.
Please clip that bit out. Please clip that bit out.
What moustache?
Don't even start
no,
me,
I'm
Jimmy.
No, I'm not saying. I'm absolutely joking. You haven't got a moustache.
At least I've got hair baldy.
I am. This is why I've been wearing hats.
I'm only joking.
I'm going to get a Wayne Rooney hair transplant next week. I'm going to come in with a Jesus looking hair and a beard. I am thinking of getting a hair transplant soon, but I don't know what. I don't know what. Apparently, it involves injections.
Oh my goodness!
And lots of injections, and I faint when I go to the dentist when I have an injection.
Maybe not then.
So I don't know. But or do that or have hair.
Jimmy, you don't need
it. I will do, though.
What?
At some point, I'm building up.
You're going to have one?
What? No, I'm going to... I need some sort of hair work done in the next 10 years.
So hair
I'm building
work?
That. Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I'm going to go bald, I'm sure of it.
Well, eventually everyone goes bald,
no,
don't they?
No, they don't. You
yes,
won't.
They do.
You won't.
Well, no, clearly I have too much hair. That's the problem that we're talking about.
You've got far too much hair.
This is terrible. Every week I get so much abuse.
I don't know. I don't mean it.
I see the look in your eye, Jimmy. I know you mean it.
Off air, you're
harsh.
Horrible to me.
So harsh.
Off air, you're horrible. You say
are
horrible.
You're joking. I said that you're too lovable. How is that horrible? Yeah. Now it's all out.
Well, I don't know. I don't know.
Basically, I come on the show to get bullied. For
you
no reason.
Don't be
absolute
silly.
Masochist.
Don't be a drama queen.
Yeah, no, I am. Yeah.
Right.
Giving you a run for your money.
Right, we've got the Ian Lee interview that I've edited today that we're going to play tomorrow night. If you listen last night, you'll know it's a complete disaster. I've managed to get 15 minutes of audio out of the one-hour interview.
Excellent, excellent.
Which is really good. And I've blamed it on all the engineers. Apparently, in the end, it was my fault anyway, apparently. But I'm not sure about that, to be honest with you. I don't take any blame for anything.
Good.
Any bad thing, I just spat everywhere then.
Oh, but
yeah,
no,
I'm just
sharing.
Spitting on Talia now, isn't
yeah,
it?
It's now the lowest of the low. Thank you so much, Jimmy.
He's been sacked from everywhere else. Everywhere else. We thought we'd give him a go. It's Jimmy Willis.
I'm going to have a quick look at Twitter. Remember, at Evoke Radio for the Twitter account. It's been very quiet tonight, but we had so much last night. It's quite good. It was absolutely mental last night. It was just too much. Do you know when people got in the chat room and people on Twitter, like, I don't know what
going crazy.
Like, yeah, I just don't know what I would do if I was like that every night. I'd need more... I suppose you'd have more people, wouldn't you? you'd have more people doing these things.
Oh, you're more staff,
well,
you mean?
Well, yeah, more staff.
You want some more staff, right?
You see that sofa?
Well,
over
I'll
there?
I'll put out an ad for you, Jimmy. Willing to be spat on, abused, and bullied. And we'll see if we get any response.
Yeah, well, I think people would like to do it.
Yeah.
You get to meet
me. For all the perks.
You get to hand feed me grapes while I lie on the sofa over there.
This has just become a totally different show.
This is when I get, and because I'm thinking about getting a robe with my initials on. So I could wear that, I could lie on the sofa.
You're going to heff it up, are you?
Yeah, heff it up, and then people can hand feed me grapes.
So it'll become the Jimmy Willis harem.
We've also got a microphone, like wireless microphone, so I don't even have to be by this mic, really. I can just sort of lie over there and talk.
Good idea.
Yeah? What the hell am I going on about now? Talia, what have you got?
I don't like to say, really.
What have you got me on about now?
Some old rubbish.
Right, we better play some music because I'm losing the plot a little bit. No, it's just come into my head. It's like it's
More abuse. Here we go.
No, it's not abuse. It's my fault. It's 10 to 9, and I forgot to do a feature at 7:30 again. This is 3 months this has been going on. Talia's come up with it. Talia came up with a great little feature for the show on Thursdays.
That we now need to drop.
No, I'm not giving
it's
up.
It's clearly too difficult.
You cannot give up on these things. You've got to keep it going. It was called 7:30 Time to Get Shirty. We've even made a jingle for it. And we were going to talk about the things that annoyed us throughout the week.
I'll tell you what's annoying me right now.
But, yeah, it's 10 to 9 now. We've nearly finished, so we can't do it. And I didn't come up with anything that I've been annoyed with this week. But last week, I came up with something really good. Is anything annoyed you this week?
People at train stations absolutely killed me today. And I actually stood there thinking, this is the bane of my life.
What do you mean?
The problem is that I don't mind people just, you know, milling around, having a lovely time. But if you're going to be having a lovely time and just chatting with your friends, why are you at a train station? I don't understand. There are other things to be at. There are other places for your body to be, not just hanging around a train station. And the worst people are the people who are so absolutely oblivious of everybody else that they stand right in the gates. And this is at 5:30 and 8:00 in the morning.
Oh.
If you don't have anywhere else better to be, then you're a terrible human. So that was what really set me off
today.
There
we go. You're a terrible human if you're hanging around at train stations. From Talia French. There we are. Well, I don't know what to say about that.
But no, it's just, do you know, if you
calm
I
down.
Think at a bus, it's slightly different because there's a slightly different tempo. But if you've just ran to the station to get a particular train and then there are just people standing in the gates having a lovely old chin wag about Aunt Bessie's dogs having
something happened
problems.
To me just before I got to the show. They had to do with train stations.
Oh, yeah.
I got caught by the traffic police. I was getting off the train and I lived 2 or 3 stops down the road and the machine doesn't work where I am.
Oh, right, yeah. Likely story.
Anyway, there was 4, they looked like policemen, but they were the traffic police, you know, they were suited and booted like policemen.
All right.
And they were checking tickets. And I didn't have a ticket.
Jimmy.
I know.
You're a rebel without a cause.
Wow. Apparently now, in this day and age, not having a train ticket is worse than murder.
Yeah, no, it is.
It is.
It really is.
I mean, it was horrific.
And the people who, and this is another worst thing about the trains, is the people who enforce the laws act like king.
Yeah, they are.
I love it.
I was scum.
Yeah. Oh, you
I
are.
I was down. But I tried to explain to him that the train station that I get a train from, right, it's not one of the big train stations, and the train only stops there like every hour or something like that.
Mm.
So it's very old, and they've got the machine. It's not even one of the new machines. It's one of the dodgy ones.
That you have to wind up.
Yeah.
One of them ones.
That's it. But you always lose a couple of quid in there.
Yeah.
And I said, well, when I'm paying £3.20 for a return ticket and I've lost £2 in the machine trying to get a ticket,
yeah,
I'm not doing it.
No, that's
and
my
that's
fare.
It. So basically,
I bet that went down well.
So I got, yeah. Well, this is when I thought they were going to arrest me. But then
this is when they got the truncheons out.
Yeah, and then they said, oh, you've got to get on the train. I said, yeah, but it's like 5 minutes on the train. I said, I've got the train at 6:00 and the train's just come out of Brighton. I said, there's literally not anywhere to stand. Everyone's on there like squash. Yeah. I said, I can't find the bloke in that time. Unless, do you know what I mean? What am I going to do? I don't know what you want me to do. So anyway, they let me off and let me just buy the return ticket.
They let you off?
Well, they were trying to give me a £20 fine.
I can't believe they let you off. Usually they don't.
Well, I wouldn't have it. They'd have had to arrest me and put me in a prison. I wasn't giving them £20. I explained the situation, and after I said again about the ticket machine going wrong and not getting your money back, and he was saying, oh yeah, then you go and speak to the person in the office. I said, there's not an office there, that's the problem, it's only a little blimmin' station.
Yeah.
There's no way to get it. So if, say, I lose my money in the machine, I have to like ring up and then write a form out and what
station, can I ask, was this?
Fishers Gate,
right. Anyone travelling from Brighton to wherever on the south coast, if you get stopped, you've come on at Fishergate station. The station is dodgy and the cubicle's too full to move.
I'd like to also
which
add...
Which will get you off.
I made up that whole story so I didn't have to pay the fine. I never really did lose any money in there, but it got me off paying that £20.
Excellent.
No, that's false. I said that all for comedy purpose. I was being completely truthful in the story, and it was all for comedy purpose. Don't come and arrest me, because it is as bad as murder.
Yeah, it is. It really is, because, you know, if we weren't paying the fines, and if we weren't paying rail travel, then the trains would just be late all the time. They'd just be full all the time. They'd just be, late and never run.
They are. In fairness, that train's not normally too late, but when...
it's only a couple of hours.
Because I travel around quite a lot, and when I say I'm going from Brighton to, I don't know, Swindon, I have to do sort of three changes.
Disgusting.
And when one's late, you see, one's half hour late, and what happens is you've missed the next train that you're supposed to get. And then you've missed the next train, and you've got to try and argue over and over again because you haven't got the right ticket, and they won't let you on because you haven't got the tickets. It's like, well, it isn't my fault.
And you said that there's nothing that bugs you.
Yeah, sorry. I was quite bad.
Don't you feel better, though?
I do feel better.
Just get it off your chest.
But what I was... And then people say, oh, why don't you get a car? And it's like, well, if I say I DJ in the middle of London or Liverpool, I said the car is the most useless bit of equipment you can possibly get. I'd have to park just outside the city and then get a train to where I want to go. So in that case, I still got to get a train, and it's a bit of a
they come
time.
At any time.
Yeah,
eventually you have to get a train.
Cool. Right, anyway,
and join the rest of us.
That's my therapy sorted out for the week.
Beautiful.
Anyway,
stretch it out.
Right then, we've got the news coming up in 5 minutes. Talia, thank you ever so much for tonight. It's been a pleasure as always.
My pleasure.
It's always good.
Thanks for having me.
That's all right. are you back next week?
No.
Oh, no. Oh, she's leaving. She's gone. She's had enough.
I'm away next week.
Oh, are you? Where are you going? Are you allowed to say, or is it a secret?
No, I'm going to Hammamet in Tunisia.
What?
Yeah,
why
casual,
are you
nipping
there?
Out there.
The show business, innit? What are you doing over there?
Just for a holiday.
Are you?
Yeah.
Just come back from holiday, aren't you?
Yeah, a little bit. But you've got to go when you've got the time.
You're just not coming into my show and just saying you keep going on holiday, I think.
You check my Facebook. I promise.
So, wait, you're going to Tunisia?
Tunisia, yeah. Hammamet, which is up the top.
And there's not a reason, it's just a normal holiday.
Yeah, just
so what was the last one was just a normal holiday as well? The one you went on 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
But then I won't go for a really long time again.
For how long? What, 4 weeks?
Well, no, because I'm going away the week after that, and then I won't go away for a couple of months again.
So you go on loads of holidays every year?
No.
That's brilliant.
A couple.
I haven't been on holiday for about 10
Why
years.
Not? Why not? They're just lying around the place. All these places. All you have to do is get on a plane.
Maybe,
I tell you, planes are much nicer than trains.
But there's another problem. Planes, when you've got... When you're 6'4", right, and you've got big, long, lanky legs, when you're on the cheapest... When I've brought that flight to Australia for £15 on and my feet are up like that, and it's a nightmare, and I get cramp in my legs because I'm all like that.
I'm too big.
and there's not a lot I can do about it. Even growing a beard's not going to help me out of that, what is it? I don't know.
No, that would probably not help.
Ian, can you hear me?
Are we on the radio or what?
Oh, we were sort of off the radio, on the radio, I don't know, but we're on the radio now. Right, Ian.
We can Skype him now.
It was my fault, Ian.
I knew it was your fault, but I didn't want to say, what were you doing wrong?
Yeah, well, basically, sorry about that. Right, Ian Lee, thank you ever so much for joining us tonight. I can hear you now, which is always a wonderful thing. This has been an absolute disaster. It couldn't have gone any worse, I don't think.
It couldn't have gone any worse.
The,
unless I've done a pooper in my pants.
I think I nearly have.
I've actually just done. So
right then. Well, thank you ever so much. You were saying that you liked my podcast, which I'm absolutely overjoyed about.
Yeah, I think you're brilliant.
Thank you very much. I think you're very good as well.
Are you real, though?
Why do you think I'm not real?
Just because you're hilarious. The one I listened to, right? You were banging on about shampoos.
Yes, that's right.
And you're saying we can't mention the name of the shampoo.
Yes.
But there's like one on the top of your neck and then the two bits. You're basically saying Head and Shoulders.
Oh, no, I said...
That's insane behaviour, Jimmy.
I said it starts with head and ends with shoulders.
Where have you gone?
Is that not cryptic enough? Could you not hear me? Oh, I love these telephone calls.
What's going on?
I want to talk to you about goldfish as well. You're having a problem with goldfish. That's the most important. We've got to cover the important topics. I was listening to your podcast and your goldfish have been dying.
Well, listen, we've got to be careful. My son might wake up and hear us. My goldfish have been going on holiday.
Oh, right. The goldfish, yeah, they've been going on holiday. And have you worked out what this problem is?
I don't know how to stop them going on holiday. so many of them, like 9 goldfish, have gone on holiday.
What, in what sort of time? Last month? Oh, my God.
We just do it. It's fine, right? It's like we're doing a goldfish kind of genocide. And it's got to the point where my wife has said, right, this is just obscene.
Maybe you should get a dog. A dog or a cat or something like that.
They don't live underwater, do they?
No, because they would also go on holiday if they were. No, but I mean, goldfish are really easy. Are they normal cold water goldfish?
You're calling my goldfish slags? You're saying they're easy? What are you talking about?
Well,
they are normal goldfish. Goldfish.
I thought they might have been tropical fish and you were calling them goldfish.
I think I am. I'm not an idiot. No,
all right. Well, I don't know, because I used to keep tropical fish about 10 years ago, and I always used to have the angelfish always used to die, but I used to think it was the wrong temperature. But goldfish, you normally just chuck them in the bowl and they sort of go on forever. Kathy, what, have you got something to say about
goldfish? Yeah, I just don't want to cut either of you off, but can I just ask, has anyone put mud in the tank? Because 2 of my goldfish went on holiday when I was 3.
Mud?
But because I put mud in the tank, yeah.
Why do you put mud in the tank?
Well, I thought I was feeding them. Evidently
what?
Not.
What? You put mud in the tank?
Yeah, I thought I was, helping out.
In the tank? Why would anyone do that?
Well, I was only 3.
Oh, right, I thought it was like recently. But
yes.
Right, no, so we've got that Ian hasn't put mud in the tank to kill them, because he is a grown man and...
Let me just go through the checklist of things.
Right.
I have not put mud in the tank.
Right, that's all we had, Ian. Sorry, that's all we had for you, I'm afraid.
Well, so your advice is, don't put mud in the tank, which I haven't been doing, and that's all you can offer, is it? Very poor.
Yeah, but
basically,
we've put all our heads together in this studio, and that is what we've come up with. If you're not putting mud in the tank, then we don't know.
Probably bleach. Wouldn't put bleach in.
Don't put bleach in either. or any sort of chemical, bad chemical. I don't know.
Well, no, you are supposed to put chemicals in there. That's the thing. You're supposed to put chemicals in there to clean the water.
Because it's the chlorine,
isn't
it?
It's not working.
Did you have any water in there?
Again, he is a grown man. He's
sorry, I'm forgetting.
There's the thing. You're supposed to put water in there.
Was that on the checklist?
Thank you, Kathy. Thank you, David. The obvious stuff is the stuff you overlook, isn't it? Oh, I'm an idiot.
Right. Well, I hope we've been able to help you with your problem in some sort of way there, Ian.
Yeah, I really feel that you've been absolutely no help whatsoever. better.
The checklist is done. If the chemicals you put, on a serious note, you put that the chemical stuff in the chlorine to get the chlorine out of the water, and you've got to leave it for a week before you put fish in there. And then you can have some weed to oxygenate the water, can't you?
Weed.
And that's it. That's
a little bit of weed.
Bit of weed, yeah. You got any weed in there?
I've been in my house for about 7.5 years, so I would be surprised.
You've been...
I'd be surprised. But hey, listen, if it works for it relaxes the fish.
It relaxes
the guitar, why the hell not?
He's been sacked from everywhere else. We thought we'd give him a go. It's Jimmy Willis.
You're homosexual, aren't you?
No, I'm not, no. Hang on, why did you say that? Everyone's saying I'm getting camper on camper. But I'm not, I'm very straight.
Listen, and there's nothing wrong with it either way. It's absolutely fine. You know, some of my best friends know gay people, but he's got a very, very gay voice.
Yes, well, I don't know, I was going to say thank you. I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing. No, I am very straight. It's a what thing?
Girls love it. Girls will love it because they won't see you as a threat.
They won't see me as a threat, so I can sort of sneak up.
That would be threatening. But it's like Doc Juan. I don't reckon Doc Juan's gay, but he gets to see loads of women naked, doesn't he? Because he pretends to be.
Oh, right. Well, maybe that's the way that I should turn things, then. Maybe I should turn it to my advantage. Thank you for the advice, Ian. Is this from personal experience, or...?
Let's just say, I grew up in the 80s.
We all dabbled, haven't we? We all dabbled. Hang on, is this a big confession from Ian Lee? We've dabbled with various things in the 80s. Wow. I wasn't expecting that.
I have pretended to be homosexual so that women would strip in front of me. Yes, I've done that.
Have you really?
I'm not proud.
Blimey.
Yeah, of course I've not done it, you fool.
Well, we can edit that little bit out, isn't there? This is going to be in the Sun paper tomorrow.
Tell the young lady that you're gay and see, tell her you're gay and see
Kathy,
if she takes
I'm
her
gay.
Top off.
Kathy, I'm gay.
Oh, I feel the need to strip.
Oh, she's taking the top off him. It's worked.
It worked.
Blimey. Wow, well done. That's a little... I'm going to go and try it in the old pub next door in a minute and see what happens. Right then, Ian, we better talk about some of your things. You've got this new... You're not on the radio anymore. Is that... That's correct? Yes?
Correct. It was a joint decision. It was a joint decision if you read the press release.
I've read... No.
To stop working
no.
there.
Hang on. You've become very protective there. I was just clearing up you hadn't gone for another radio station or something.
Are there any jobs going there?
Yeah, there is, yeah.
Yeah, Jimmy's.
Do you want a job? If I'm here, anyone can come here, mate. What, do you come to...
I totally want to come down one night.
What, do you want to come down on my show?
Is there anyone good on? Of course, is there anyone good on? I genuinely think you're hilarious.
Well, thank you ever so much,
Jimmy.
I would honestly, it'd be an honour if you come and we could do a show together. It'd be absolutely great. Yeah, it'd be all good fun.
I broadcast naked, is that a problem?
No, I do sometimes, normally on Thursdays.
Thursday is then, brother.
Thursday.
I'll genuinely love to come down
with it. Okay, that'll be absolutely wonderful. I was going to try and promote your new podcast and Clip Joint and things like that as well. Clip Joint sounds interesting.
The podcast is exciting. Clip Joint is fun. It's a night I do with my friend Dougie, and we show weird clips of things. And we haven't got any desire at the moment, but hopefully we're trying to sell it as a TV show. We've got a little bit of interest, so that's quite exciting.
Yeah, I think because I was reading a description, it just sounds something a little bit different, which, if you're going to watch a show or something, I think it's good to go and watch something a bit different every now and again, and, I'd like to do that sort of thing, actually. I think, it's a good idea,
well,
I think.
You can't do that, that's a good idea. You can't do that. You have to come up with your own slightly different
ideas. Brighton Clip Joint.
Well, that's a bit different. It's a good idea. I'm going to do that. You don't think, Jimmy.
No, I said it. I'd like to do something like that. But that sort of general... Yeah.
Well, don't do anything like that, because it's my idea. Something completely different.
I think I came up. Didn't I come up? Didn't I tell you I'd done? You made up that
I don't know
again.
Anything. It's got nothing.
Jimmy, I've got an idea for a show. You could do. It's called room 202, right? And what you do is you get people and go on, and things they don't like, they put into this mysterious room 202. You could do that. That's good. Get a spin, like something that's quite good.
Yeah, I think someone, I don't know, you could present that. Something like Paul Merton would be good for something like that, wouldn't it?
No problem.
Is it true? This is something, I was looking you up today. Did you used to be flatmates?
Yeah.
Were you flatmates with Mackenzie Crook?
I was flatmates with Mackenzie Crook for a couple of years, yeah. We lived together when... did we get the flat when I... Before, I think we got the flat just as I was about to get the 11 o'clock show. We lived together for a couple of years.
So was that your first TV thing, the 11 o'clock show?
That was the first big thing. I did lots of little things, but I was rubbish. I was really, really skinned, and I was 25 years old, and I was living with my mum, and I couldn't get a job, and I thought, I'm going to go for this audition, and if I don't get this, I'm going to give up, and I'm going to get a proper job. I think it was
kind of
attitude, but...
I've been saying that
anyway.
For years.
No, I mean, it kind of is over for me. I've got nothing on at the moment. But yes, the Never Fox Show was like the first proper job, yeah.
Oh,
and I was 25 years old, Jimmy. They gave me a show on Channel 4. That's mental.
Yeah, that is absolutely mental, isn't it? And that was your break, and you've never looked back, I guess. The, what I was getting to with the radio point, I wasn't trying to slag you off in any way, or I was going to ask...
It was a joint decision.
Yeah, I know, it was a joint decision.
I to take a break from it, I wasn't back. I was bored of earning a lot of money for not doing much work, Jimmy.
Is that what it is it? But I just wondered if you miss it, because you've been doing radio for so long, and it's quite a big part. If you do radio every night of the week, it's quite a big part of your life. Do you miss it?
I miss it a lot. Yeah, I do miss it a lot. I miss the opportunity of talking to people. I miss working with Eloise. I really missed it. Danny Jones of the Monkees about a couple of weeks ago, right? But I'm a huge Monkees fan.
Yes.
And that was the night I really missed it, because I had a brilliant Monkees video show in my head of all colours and I didn't have that outlet. So yeah, of course I missed it. I loved it. I love working on the radio. I think it's more fun than TV, because it's instant and it's live, and you've got the chat room going there so you can chat to people. And you've got your team in there. It's wicked, man. I love doing radio. It's the best.
Yeah, that's what I thought. You must miss it, because I mean, I haven't been doing it for anywhere near as long as you have, but I just think if I just stopped doing it completely and not do any shows, I think I would, I don't know, sometimes when you read something funny in the newspaper, you get that idea in your head where you've just got to go and say about it on the radio that night, you know, and I sort of I think I would miss. Right, Ian, thank you ever so much for calling in. I'm going to have to let you go, because we're having a few technical problems once again. You're breaking up a little bit, so
you're so rubbish, Jimmy. I cannot believe it.
But it's not.
I cannot believe that you mucked up the Skype, and now you're saying that you're breaking up.
It's not. You're breaking up. Honestly, you are breaking up a little bit. But I think it's all right. I think we can do it again some other time, and I'll get a better engineer. That's what we're going to blame it on. It's all Jay Jackson's fault. It's nothing to do with me.
Yeah, Jay Jackson. Jay Jackson's my nemesis. He's been trying to ruin my career for years.
Jay, you've ruined Ian Lee's career.
Well, listen, I'm sorry there was technical problems. I genuinely think you're brilliant. I think you're a real talent. I think the young lady you've got there as well is an excellent foil for you.
Thank you.
I would love to come down one night and and watch you still work.
Please come down whenever you want, Ian. You've got my email. I would be honoured if you came down, and that'd be absolutely wonderful. Have a good evening. Good luck with the goldfish. Remember, no
thank
mud.
You, I'll speak to you soon.
No mud and water. That's what you've got to remember.
Thank you. I'll bear that in mind.
Good night,
see
Ian.
Next
cheers,
time.
Mate.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
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 Well, it wasn't a normal interview, was it, that way?
Hectic stuff. Let's just put it that way.
I'm going to listen to that back tomorrow and think, what the hell was all that about?